But there were upstairs rooms, and cellar rooms, and back rooms. And there were attics, differing only from those others in wearing finer raiment, and being of a self-styled higher stratum. Basically, they were the same. Men, women, girls even were there, in the rigid muscle lock of thionite, teeth set hard, every muscle tense and straining, eyes jammed closed, fists clenched, faces white as though carved from marble, immobile in the frenzied emotion which characterizes the ultimately passionate fulfillment of every suppressed desire. In the release of their every inhibition, crowding perilously close to the dividing line beyond which lay death from sheer ecstasy. That is the technique of the thionite sniffer. To take every microgram that he can stand, to come to shaken and too weak even to walk, to swear that he will never so degrade himself again, to come back, after more, as soon as he has recovered strength to do so, and finally, with an irresistible craving for stronger and ever stronger thrills, to take a larger dose than his rapidly weakening body can endure, and so to cross the fatal line. There also were the idiotically smiling faces of the hadith smokers, the twitching members of those who preferred the Centralian nitrolave needle, the helplessly stupefied eaters of Bentlem. But why go on? Suffice it to say that in that one city block could be found every vice and every drug enjoyed by Raelegians and the usual run of visitors. And if perchance you were an unusual visitor, desiring something unusual, Bollinger could get it for you at a price. Kinnison studied, perceived, and analyzed. Also, he reported, via lens, daily and copiously, to narcotics under Lensman's seal. "But Kinnison," Winstead protested one day, "how much longer are you going to make us wait?" "Until I get what I came after, or until they get on to me," Kinnison replied flatly. For weeks, his lens had been hidden in the side of his shoe, in a flat sheath of highly charged metal, proof against any except the most minutely searching spy-ray inspection. But this new location did not in any way interfere with its functioning. "Any danger of that?" the narcotics head asked anxiously. "Plenty. And getting worse every day. More actors in the drama. Someday I'll make a slip, and I can't keep this up forever." "Turn us loose then," Winstead urged. "We've got enough now to blow this ring out of existence all over the planet."
"Not yet. You're making good progress, aren't you?"
"Yes, but considering..."
"Don't consider it yet. Your present progress is normal for your increased force. Any more would touch off an alarm,